One man brought sin into the world. One man gave us victory over sin and death. Well, we know that the one man who brought sin into the world was Adam, that first man who chose to do what God told him not to. We don't ever do that, do we? Choose what God tells us not to? Sometimes. And then one man came to give us victory over that sin and death. And we call ourselves after him. We seek to be like him. We call ourselves Christians, Christ-like, willing to sacrifice for others as he sacrificed for us. But what does the scripture say to us today? I think it says that one person can condemn a whole church. One person can show Christians to be hypocrites. One person can show that we are not what we say we are. One person can turn the lives of others in the wrong direction. Or one person can show what the church can do, what the church can be, how it can transform lives, how it can step out in faith to transform the world, how it can be the one thing that will make a difference in the world when all other things seem lost and hopeless. Which person are we? Are we the one person that brings sin into the world? Are we the one person that brings sadness, sorry, disgust, disgrace to the church? Or are we going to be the one person that steps out in the faith to show what we are capable of? Each of us makes that choice every day. Every day. Are we going to follow Christ's example or Adam's? Are we going to step out on faith, believe in love, understand that we are already victorious over sin and death? Or are we going to listen to the serpent who tells us it's okay? That apple's going to taste really good, isn't it, Purdy? Don't be fooled. But it does taste good. It is pretty. But God said no. He did it anyway. It wasn't just that it was pretty. It wasn't just that it was taste good. It was that it would make them like gods, knowing good and evil. They were afraid that they were missing something. They were afraid. If we step out on fear instead of faith, whose will are we doing? Not God's. If we're afraid that somebody's going to take what we have, what are we protecting? Not God. If we're afraid to help other people, whose work are we doing? Not God. Are we going to be like Adam and take the paradise that we are offered and sell it, squander it, give it away, throw it away for an apple, for something that looks good, for something that feels good, for something that's pretty, for something that's easy, for something that's going to make us safe and secure? I'm sorry. In this world, there is no safe and secure. Only in His world is their safety and security. If we haven't learned that the world can be destroyed in a moment after watching what those waves did in Japan, those waves were 3 stories tall. They were 30 feet high. How high are we above sea level right here, right now? How high is the highest point in Florida? About 30 feet. The entire peninsula of Florida and this part of Florida all the way up to here would be inundated. We'd be wading home. We might not have to swim. Pond would be full. It'd be salt water. Yeah, have lots of fish in there. The world can change in a moment. Everything we have, everything we value, everything we fight so hard to get, gone that fast. Buildings crushed by the force of water. Lives crushed. Poison spewing from what man built and had triply redundant safety measures, and those safety measures went boom, 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 and then it exploded, releasing massive amounts of radiation into the atmosphere. We don't know yet how much damage will be done. The prevailing winds go from Japan eastward to our west coast. The fish in the sea, the world, will be affected by today, by what's happening in Japan right now. Up until a few weeks ago, they were the second largest economy in the world. China surpassed them. And then this happened. They will be rebuilding that island for years. The Prime Minister said, it's the worst disaster since World War II. How long have they been working? Did they work to get back after World War II? Some of you remember that stuff. I wasn't there. Our lives can change in a moment. The things that we care about, the things that we value, the things that we work for, the things that we think are important will be gone. Family won't be gone. Family members may be gone. But family goes on. Love won't be gone. Caring won't be gone. Taking care of each other won't be gone. There'll be lots more opportunities to take care of each other. I worked with disaster relief with the church for a while, and I was always amazed at how disasters bring out the best and the worst in people. Some people see a disaster as an opportunity to take advantage of their neighbors, and other people see it as an opportunity to serve their neighbors. One man brought sin into the world. Another man brought forgiveness. Which man are we? Which person are we to be? What church are we to be? Who are we serving? Who will we serve?